verse 23. It says, and being let go, when they went to their own company, they and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. So now, basically, you are threatened because of a healing that they had been worked there. So look at verse 29. See their response. The disciples says, and now, Lord, this is in prayers. Behold their threatenings. Look at what they're praying. Behold their threatenings. Behold the persecution. He says, and grant to your servants that with what? With boldness they may speak your word. And by stretching forth your hand to heal. And that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Lord, the Holy Child Jesus. And now look at verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. And they were assembled together. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they speak the word with boldness. Alright? And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any one of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but little things come and that stuff. So basically they prayed. Why they pray? For boldness. They didn't pray that the persecution would stop. So imagine praying for persecution to stop. It's not going to stop. It's not God. See, God, Jesus told us that we'll have series of problems. Because Jesus was talking to in this world, he never said in this world. There's a reason God cannot take away problems. Now, God can change men's heart by the gospel, right? But you see, this idea of taking away persecution is impossible for God to do. Why? Because it is a man's will to persecute someone, and God does not go against man's will. So we should be praying for men to hear the gospel. And second thing, you discover as we're reading, that we should pray for deliverance from such men. That's how they prayed in scriptures. They never prayed, God, remove poverty, remove problems. How would God do that? First of all, poverty is not a spirit. That you cast out. I cast out the spirit of poverty from Nigeria. Poverty is what men do in government. It's how government operates the world that determines how people will be rich or poor. It's the truth. It's a man that decides that a bricklayer, for instance, would earn this amount of money despite his labor. And a senator would earn this amount of money despite his labor. It's we that decide that. It's a man that gives value to phones. A man will tell you this is £1,000. You understand? It's not God that put the price there. It's a man. So God really is about affecting men's hearts. It's not about taking away persecution. Yes, we hope that persecution will be taken away. But how? By the gospel. That's why some of us will die. That's the truth. It's a sad thing in the natural. But we should see how God sees that we are not lost. We are still in Christ. That's why it says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This world, okay, let me not say some things that too somewhere far away. I don't sound in the wrong way at all. I might come off as too harsh if I don't talk like that. But the truth is, it's good for us to, you know, see God the way he truly is. Let's not create a God that looks like Father Christmas. Everything you want, anything you need. That's how people portray God. Everything you want, anything you need, he will give you. That's not God. God is only who he is. That's the thing people say, if God is a God of love, why are the people, some so and so people suffering in the deserts? Where is God? Doesn't he love them? You know, questions like this can come off as, that's true, and people go into atheism.
I'm just trying to. I think I saw you post about why are people praying for Nigeria.
Oh, that's. So you get it. They are praying that God will give them boldness to speak the gospel, to preach the gospel. Now, look at Jesus in Matthew 21, verse 13.
Did you call him Abba?
Yeah, I did. Matthew 21 verse 13. 21 verse 13 says, and he said unto them, this is Jesus Christ, when they are selling and buying, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Jesus called this house the house of prayers. So that's, imagine a house of prayers. What is going to be happening in the house is prayers. And you are the house of God. So he calls it the house of prayers. Prayers is a way to establish God's will. It's a way to do, it's your breathing and eating as a believer. Prayers. Every time you remember, pray. Don't cry when you've not prayed. Every time remember, pray. It's your house. It's the house of God. You pray always. Pray always. Look at John chapter 2 verse 16. Okay, sorry. I was going to explain something in Matthew 21 before going to John 2 verse 16. Sorry. Matthew 21 verse 13. Right? But you have made it a den of thieves. That word, a den of thieves. When it says a den of thieves there, it is the word that means not just about buying and selling, but the word that means merchandise.
Is married and it seems to be very important.
Okay, hold on. So we're going to stop here, and we thank God for everything. All right, glory to God. Hallelujah.